we have to have the leadership properly established. But they didn't do that. What they should have done is they should have established the leadership of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and they should have continued to maintain the institution through the concept of collective management, through the concept of collective management. And Prabhupada told us that the mistake that they made, we should not make the same mistake. That is, we should maintain the institution, give the maximum emphasis on that institution, and in order to do that, collectively manage it and further the mission. And one unspoken truth behind that is, in order to do that, we have to establish the leadership of the founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. If we want to become big leaders, then the institution will become fragmented. And in this call it has happened. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, ISKCON, 35 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, ISKCON is still intact. And not only intact, ISKCON is expanding. Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world. What is the secret? The secret behind that is the collective management and Prabhupada's unique position as the leader of the ISKCON, the founder Acharya. So that is why I personally feel the more we glorify Srila Prabhupada, stronger our institution will become. That is why there is the need to establish Srila Prabhupada's greatness. After all, who are we? We are simply his humble servants. And it's so wonderful to become Srila Prabhupada's humble servant. By being his humble servant, we are actually getting the recognition all over the world. We do not have to become somebody very special, somebody very unique, somebody very charismatic. Rather, let us become the humble servant of the wonderful spiritual institution that is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So I already spoke for quite long this morning. So now I will invite my honorable and very dear God brothers and God sisters to speak on Srila Prabhupada's glory. Shankar Sundita Prabhu? Okay.
Maybe they can come and sit here. What if they...
Yes.
Huh?
I'm here.
Actually...
We should have thought of something. What if we have a chair here? Yeah. Then everybody can see them.
Hare Krishna. So our time schedule is very tight. We have now it's 10:30 and we can continue up to 11:30, because 11:30 we have a drama, Paramhamsa Thakur. So we have 1 hour time for all the distinguished speaker. So although I know we have lot of things to say about Prabhupada on this auspicious day, but I request the speaker, please be on time and finish on time, 5 to 7 minutes. So,
Mike, so who is speaking first? Okay, yeah. Mataji, I can make a question. Can I actually even go away? I can only then chill again. Shakoli, do you know what I can do? Shakoli? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1.
Hare Krishna.
Shatta Ashu, they can be part of the Shatta chair, what shall you make? 2, 3.
ওখানে বসে শুনতে ভালো লাগে না।
হ্যাঁ,
ওখানে বসে শুনতে ভালো লাগে।
ওখানে
স্পিকার আছে, স্পিকার আছে, বলে দেখতে পাবে। স্পিকার রয়েছে, ওকে। হরে কৃষ্ণ। সো আইড লাইক টু রিকোয়েস্ট হিজ গ্রেস জননীবাস প্রভু টু বিকাম দ্য ফার্স্ট স্পিকার টুডে। হি ইজ আ ভেরি ডিয়ার ডিসাইপল অফ শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ অ্যান্ড হি হ্যাজ বিন সার্ভিং শ্রী মায়াপুর ধাম সিন্স দ্য বিগিনিং from 1971-72. So he is the head pujari for from the since the Mayapur project began. So we are very fortunate that he is here today with all of us, and he will glorify Srila Prabhupada on this auspicious day. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
ज्ञान स्मरंदस्य जनंजरं शलाकय चक्षुरमिलितं तेन तस्मै श्री गर्वी नमः। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। भक्त श्री स्वामी महाराज व्यास पूज महोत्सव तिथि की जय। सो महाराज वाज स्पीकिंग अबाउट मिरेकल्स। एक्चुअली एवरीथिंग वाज अ मिरेकल दैट प्रभुपाद डिड। Bhavananda Prabhu once said to Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, wherever we go, whatever happens when we're with you, it always turns into a big incident, a big festival. Something unusual, always something very outstanding always happens. It's always very mysterious when... And Prabhupada started laughing, and he would say that. He said, Al Bhavananda, he said, everywhere we go, something happens, a bit like an incident. Is it? So it was like that. So much life there wherever Prabhupada was, whatever he did, it just turned the whole place into a different situation. Adventure, that was the word, Bhavananda. It's always an adventure, Prabhupada. There was a fact, everywhere you went, any little thing even, it just seemed like a big adventure with Prabhupada. So he was that miracle man. What Srila Prabhupada did, especially at that time when Prabhupada came and established these principles, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling and no meat eating, that was the standard of standard way of life there. And here, all of a sudden, here is a foreigner coming along and telling us we should go completely against our so-called culture, Malecha culture. And we accepted it. We accepted it. At that time also, we were rejecting authority, the whole hippie movement and the consciousness at that time. We wanted to reject authority. We were dissatisfied. And then Prabhupada came along. What he established, we accepted his authority. And it was 100 times more stricter than the authority of the Western world. But not only did we accept Prabhupada's authority, but we liked to do it. Here we were giving our Ashtanga Pranam at the lotus feet of Prabhupada. Never in my life did I ever do that before. In the church, we would go and bow down on your knees. That's like as far down as you would get. But never even think of putting your head on the ground. What to think of giving Ashtanga Pranam? And Prabhupada didn't tell us to do it, but he just commanded it in his presence, and we wanted to do it, and we loved to do it, and we felt great doing it. It was a phenomenon. So, yeah, Prabhupada did so many miracles. One time here, actually, in Mayapur, and he was in his room, and one, I think he was the son of P.C. Sarkar, son, the famous magician in India. His son came to see Prabhupada, and he was doing his magic. He was a magic trick, and he was pulling handkerchiefs out of Prabhupada's ear and things like that, and, you know, pull a rabbit out of his pocket, and he was doing all this magic. Prabhupada was laughing. But the disciples, they didn't really like it, because, you know, Prabhupada was like the stooge, and so they didn't really like it, but Prabhupada was enjoying it. So at the end of his little magic show, then Prabhupada said, he has very good magic. He said, can you stop the cycle of birth and death? He said, no, Swami, I cannot do that. Prabhupada said, that is my magic. I can do that. And another time, it was on the train, and Prabhupada was sitting in the carriage, and he had some of his sannyasi disciples were there. And some of these Indian gentlemen wanted to come in and see Prabhupada. They said, they heard a Swamiji is there, we can get his blessings. So somehow or another they were waiting, they got a chance, and they're coming and bowed down to Prabhupada. Oh, Swamiji, Swamiji, please give us your blessings, please give us your blessings. And Prabhupada said, well, what blessings do you want? Well, you know, I have this bad kneecap, and I got this complaint in my body. And Prabhupada said, he pointed to the sannyasis, he said, this is my blessing. Would you like this? And they said, oh, Swamiji, we have to be going now. Please excuse us. We have to go quickly. And they all left. They didn't like that idea of giving up their sense gratification. So this was Prabhupada. Everything about Prabhupada was so wonderful. Disappearance time of Srila Prabhupada, and the news was given actually to Bhakti Chiru Maharaj first, that Prabhupada, by the Kaviraj, that most probably Prabhupada will, he'll leave the body today because he stopped eating. This was one of the symptoms, I think. And he predicted also the time, and he told Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, were the first person, I believe, that who heard that news. So what could he do? He didn't like to. How you can break such news to everybody? Anyway, it became unanimous. So he was in another room with Bhavananda Prabhu and Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Bhakti Truth. They're saying, what are we going to do next? You know, it looks like it's going to happen. We couldn't believe it that Prabhupada would ever leave. You know, it just seemed an impossible thing, but now, you know, down to the facts, it looks like, you know, the doctor's saying it, and it looks like he's going to leave. What do we do next? What's our next activity? So they were discussing what they're going to do, what will be the next movement. And then all of a sudden, because Prabhupada was in the other room, the kirtan was going on, a very intense atmosphere, and all of a sudden it became so intense, all three of them, they jumped up, they rushed into Prabhupada's room. And Prabhupada already left. And a few weeks later, or some days later, then one Mataji, Vishalakshi Mataji, she was married to Prabhas Prabhu. And she had a dream. And she saw Prabhupada in the dream. She said, oh, Prabhupada, where are you? He said, oh, I'm staying in Goloka now. And she said, well, why did you leave like that? Why did you leave us like that? And Prabhupada said, because Bhakti Chiru Maharaj and Tamil Krishna Maharaj and Baba Nanda, he said, they are gentlemen. So I did not like to leave in their presence. So I said, Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhakti Chusam Maharaj ki.
Jananivas Prabhu ki. Thank you so much, Jananivas Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Next speaker is His Grace Shyamalal Prabhu. Come on the stage and offer your homage to Srila Prabhupada.
Acha Durgam Prabhu, he's a god brother.
Well,
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रील प्रभुपाद एज दिस मॉर्निंग महाराज वाज एक्सप्लेनिंग द पावर of Srila Prabhupada, how he instructed as the devotees are joining, he was sending different places, even though they haven't had much of an experience of a leadership. But because Srila Prabhupada such a great personality, therefore whoever came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, they had some of his that quality. He gave, go, you go, open a temple, become leader. In their own couldn't do it. It's impossible. But because we had Srila Prabhupada, because of Srila Prabhupada and his early disciples, therefore we all become part and parcel of that great institution, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. At least for myself, when I saw the devotees in Navadvip, I became very much interested. Before that, I didn't even worry about it. Srila Prabhupada had so much power, and he distributed to his disciple. One time, I always tell these stories in this Mayapur building. One afternoon Prabhupada was walking, he's chanting in the veranda. Afternoon is very hot like this. Prabhupada is chanting and one of our sannyasi leader called me very loud, come here. So I was running upstairs. We have so much respect for sannyasis and senior devotees. So I was running. By my stupidity, I didn't see Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada called me and he said, Shyamalal, when you see your spiritual master, you must pay obeisances. Then I pay obeisances, I fell down, Nandavad. Then again my mistake, I touched Prabhupada's 1 foot and I put in my eyes. Then Prabhupada said, so your spiritual master has only one leg? He told me. And I always take that as an education. From spiritual master to the disciple, as we sing, Shri Guru Charana Padma, Devala Bhakati Shadma, Mandamui Shavadhanamate. then another one. As Prabhupada came from Hyderabad, he came to Calcutta. After the Kumbh Mela, he came to Calcutta. On his way to Bhubaneswar, he stopped over, and I happened to be part of that. And now Srila Prabhupada is going to Bhubaneswar, he's going to take a train. And our devotee, who was a mechanic, his name is Janapavana in our Gargamuni's party. Janapavana told me, "You want to come? We want to take Srila Prabhupada to the station." I says, "Yes, yes." So I was waiting near the car long before Srila Prabhupada could come down, because I don't want to miss the opportunity. Then as we were going, Prabhupada's health wasn't so good. But Prabhupada's consciousness is so clear, even the health wasn't so good. Then as we were going, you know, street light is very dim. Prabhupada says, "Shamlal, do you know which street you are going through?" And I was baffled. And you know, those areas has no road sign near the Birla Planetarium that way. And I was scratching my head, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada," I'm just looking like a stupid, you know. Then all of a sudden Prabhupada says, "Yes, I remember, now I remember this is. This is called Red Road. When I was a small child, and during the British Kingdom, we were not allowed to ride a bicycle in this road. And now, the white man is driving in this road, just see." Prabhupada said with a full of dignity and pride, and he says, "Just see." So I remember this. Prabhupada has such a wonderful quality. Quality is that he made this Rath Yatra, open temple, different leaders. And I request all of you, stay with that and develop. Develop our Krishna consciousness with a full faith under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and under his able guided leader like Bhakti Churu Maharaj. That is Jivisivari. Jivisivari means Prabhupada's life. So stay within. And Maharaj, I pray, please help me to stay within. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Shyamlal Prabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna. So next speaker is Jashomati Mataji. So please come over the stage and offer your homage to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We've heard it said that the mercy of Guru is all one is made of. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, "Your mercy is all that I'm made of. If you are not merciful unto me, I can only weep and will not be able to maintain my life." This year I've been reflecting on Srila Prabhupada's mercy on this undeserving soul. Srila Prabhupada is glorious. He is glorious because he has made his guru's instructions his life. He was and he still is a living example of a true devotee, giving the holy name to everyone. This is his mercy unto me. This is his mercy unto you. Going beyond the borders of common sense, he chose to cross the ocean to deliver his guru's message to the fallen souls of America and the world at large. His guru's instructions were dearer to him than his very life. As I advance in age, I begin to understand the difficulties associated with such an austerity. His guru's mission was truly his life. This is his glory. This is what I think of when I think of glorifying him. Please allow me to share with you a few words from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, as given in a lecture by departed godbrother Andhra Prabhu. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says, actually it's from an essay he wrote on what is Gaudiya Math doing. And he says, those who think that all wants cannot be fulfilled by the performance of Harinam Sankirtan, to that extent, such people are atheistic. The degree of help one gives to the propagation of bhakti, as denoted by kirtan of the holy name, is the sole measure of one's belief in God. On the other hand, a man is a disbeliever to the extent that he obstructs kirtan. As there is no other dharma, where in this age, where is the time for getting rid of floods or famine or founding hospitals? This was a mission that Srila Prabhupada was sharing with us. This is what Srila Prabhupada gave us. This is his guru's mission. This is our guru's mission. His holy name is there for us all as both the means and the end of our bhajan. The more we chant, the more we share the chanting with others, the more we will want to chant and share it with others. Will even come a time where we will truly understand, truly know that Krishna is his holy name. This was Srila Prabhupada's infectious disease, which he mercifully spread to the world without reservation. What did Srila Prabhupada do first? He went to chant in Tompkins Square Park and shared what he knew best. Krishna is present in his name. His mercy is truly all that we are made of. Without his mercy, our lives would have remained without purpose and direction, just wandering through yet another life. Today, I want to thank Srila Prabhupada. I want to thank Sri Guru, who mercifully links us to our most merciful Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In an effort to glorify dear Guru's instruction, and in closing, I plead with you that you may bless me to take this Sankirtan movement seriously. When I say Sankirtan movement, let's not confuse things. This is not Archana movement, it's not Varnashram movement, it's not a cow protection movement, it's not a construction movement, not an Ayurveda movement, not a social reform or child protection movement. As long as any of these are effective in assisting the chanting and the propagation of the chanting of the holy name, then it is the Sankirtan movement, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, Srila Prabhupada's mission. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Next, I'd like to request His Grace Ram Vigraha Prabhu to come on the stage and offer your homage to Srila Prabhupada. So I'd like to request Ragatmika Mataji and other Srila Prabhupada lady disciple come at the front. So I'll announce your names, it will be easier. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. First of all, I want to express my appreciation to Bhakti Charu Maharaj for the way he is conducting his Vyasa Puja by keeping Srila Prabhupada in the center. I don't remember the year, but Maharaj came to Alachua and he gave a seminar on Srila Prabhupada, on how we should keep Srila Prabhupada in the center. And it was well received by all the devotees in Alachua. And today, by seeing Srila Prabhupada glorification, my heart becomes full of joy. Thank you, Maharaj. I wanted to tell you a couple of funny stories. Of course, when I hear my God brother speaking, so many things go to my head that I would like to say or mention. But somewhere or another, I have this couple of stories that everyone enjoys, so I wanted to share with all of you. By 1975, Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja was going to be celebrated at the Los Angeles Temple. And so many of the devotees in North America, temple president, GVCs, they all came to participate at the Los Angeles Temple. This story that I'm going to tell you was told to me by Balavanta Prabhu. Back then, by 1975, Balavanta Prabhu, he was the temple president for the temple of
Brooklyn.
The Georgia, temple, Atlanta temple. Yes, and at the same time, he was just a new GVC. So practically speaking, he was well known all over Florida, Georgia, part of the Carolinas, but he was not very well known in Los Angeles. So, you know, like a new GVC, he said, and temple president, he was very happy he came into the temple room and he could see that the temple was full of devotees. He said there was no place to walk. And then Srila Prabhupada was sitting on his Vyasasan. And Balavanta Prabhu managed to be just next to the Vyasasan. And he said the Guru Puja was about to start. And then suddenly, one devotee comes with a big, large garland, you know, full of roses, very beautiful, very long garland. And they came, of course, was the garland that was going to be presented to Srila Prabhupada. But he says, Balavanta Prabhu, that, you know, he was looking around and suddenly he saw that someone came with this humongous garland, and then he's thinking, oh my God, these devotees are so nice. And he takes the garland and put it on himself. Of course, when he put the garland on himself, you know, especially the Los Angeles devotees and the temple president, they all went like, oh no, that was Srila Prabhupada garland. So Balavanta Prabhu says that he was feeling so embarrassed. He didn't know what to do with the garland, to take it off, give it to Srila Prabhupada once again. What should I do? And then he asked the Los Angeles temple president, can you get someone to make another garland? And then the temple president calls for one Brahmacharini, and he said, go and make another garland, very quick. And she runs away, everyone is waiting for the Vyasa Puja, for the Guru Puja to start. And then Matai comes 2 minutes later and he says, we use all the flowers for that garland. And Balavanta Prabhu said that once again he was feeling so embarrassed, so embarrassed. He didn't know what to say. Srila Prabhupada could see the situation, and Srila Prabhupada didn't say much. So the Sigurada Charana prayers start like that. So next year, by 1976, Srila Prabhupada is celebrating his Vyas Puja once again at the Los Angeles Temple. And so Balavanta Prabhu comes once again, you know, and he managed to be close to Srila Prabhupada Vyasasam. And then, you know, once again, someone comes with this beautiful humongous garland. And Balavanta says, wow, this is a beautiful garland. And so they hand the garland to put on Srila Prabhupada. And he says, for some reason, I put it on myself for the second time. So once again, everyone goes, oh no, once again. And he said, I was feeling, you know, like a complete person with no brains. And of course, once again, you know, they ask, can you make another garland? Someone runs to the Puyari room, comes back a minute later, and they say, we use all the flowers to make that big garland. So Balavanta Prabhu tells this story, you know, and he says, you see, I was so covered by illusion that I was thinking that all that celebration, somewhere or another, was the devotees doing it on my behalf. So I want to tell you another story. This time, in also at the Los Angeles Temple, Parvata Muni Prabhu, he just became the new temple president for Los Angeles. But he was temple president for a week or so. He told me the story. And he said that someone calls on the phone and he says, Srila Prabhupada is coming to Los Angeles. And he was thinking, oh my God, what a responsibility. You know, Srila Prabhupada is coming, I'm a new temple president. He was feeling very nervous about it. What I'm going to do, how everything is going to happen. But so many other devotees were there. So everything was going very smooth. Srila Prabhupada arrived and everything was being very nicely. But then Parvata Muni was told that Srila Prabhupada was going to have an initiation ceremony, and because he was the temple president, he needed to do the homa, the fire yagya. And then he was thinking that was... names are not coming today, but anyway, Pradyumna Prabhu told him, you need to do the fire sacrifice. And he said, but never in my life I have done a fire sacrifice. How am I going to do? And then he said, don't worry, it's very simple. I will tell you what to do. I'll give you a book. You just read the mantras and everything is going to be all right. Prabhuji was extremely nervous. But anyway, you know, everyone comes. Srila Prabhupada comes, sit on the Vyasasan, and they tell him to start, Pradyumna Prabhu start the fire for him. And he was supposed to, just to read the mantras. The instruction from Pradyumna Prabhu was, you just read the mantra, and then you say Swaha, you put some ghee in the fire, that's all. And Parvata Muni, it was extremely nervous, so he said that he started, even that he was just reading the book, he started omitting some of the words on the different prayers. And every time that he will omit, will not repeat one of the words, Pradyumna Prabhu will go like this, oh no, oh my God. And he could see Pradyumna, who was next to him, and for some reason, because this is something that happened. When we met Srila Prabhupada, we all became, I'm speaking for myself, you know, we became like dull. For some reason, you know, we were like petrified just by being in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. So that was happening to my god brother. And seeing Srila Prabhupada, it looks to him like Srila Prabhupada, you know, didn't mind if he would omit one or two words while reading the different offerings, the different ahutis. And then he was coming, you know, to the end. He was also coming to the end. And the last one is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So he was thinking, this one I really cannot miss. I cannot miss. And he was telling himself, just read the words, you know, softly, slowly, and concentrate, and everything will be all right. And then it comes, you know, the time, so, and he starts, Om Krishna, Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. And then at that time, Pradyumna Prabhu stood up, he said, this is too much, I cannot stand it, and he walked away. And once again, you know, Srila Prabhupada really didn't mind. And the ceremony, it was concluded in a very wonderful way. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Ramdigra Prabhu. So next is Ragatvika Mataji, is she here? Hare Krishna. So I'd like to request the speaker, time is very limited now. It has become more limited and many speakers. So time has reduced from 5 to 3 minutes. So each speaker will speak 3 minutes each, because we want to give chances to Prabhupada disciples, those who are here. There are few more to speak. So please speak 3 minutes. Hare Krishna.
First of all, I'd like to express my deep gratitude to His Holiness Bhakti Charuswami for bringing the Prabhupada Memorial Festival to Mayapur this year. And also underlining this commemoration of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in America. Actually, I was going to tried to read an expansion of what Maharaj read this morning from the Lilamrita, which was actually written by Bhakti Vikash Swami in his book called Jai Srila Prabhupada. But when Sankarshan Nitai just reminded me of a very limited time, I'm afraid I won't be able to share that with you at this time. But if anybody has this book or sees it, it's an excellent expression of his fascination over Prabhupada's achieving this amazing feat of going to America under the conditions and circumstances of the times, and succeeding even beyond his wildest dreams, doing what he said, like he said to his to the pujari in Shantipur the day before he boarded the Jaladuta. He came out here to Mayapur to take darshan of his Guru Maharaj and to also visit Shantipur, where he had frequently visited to pray. Shantipur being the place where Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya, and Advaita Acharya would meet and discuss how to spread this Sankirtan movement around the world. So he went there, and the pujari, he was of course praying, and tears were coming to his eyes. And the pujari asked, as he was departing, tried to inquire what he was feeling or what was moving him on this day, because he had seen him in the past. And then Prabhupada said to him, my spiritual master has given me an impossible task. So, but yet Prabhupada took this instruction to heart and carried it for many, many years, and finally was about to embark on beginning to fulfill that impossible task. One devotee wrote an offering this year to Srila Prabhupada. He was an American. His name is Swarup Prabhu. I'll just read. This one's real short, if you don't mind. At a time when the Vietnam War was raging on and the peace movement was growing, Srila Prabhupada arrived in America and presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, a scripture in which Krishna chastises Arjuna for being a pacifist and tells him to get onto the battlefield and kill. At the height of the civil rights movement and a time when feminism was on the rise, Srila Prabhupada came to teach that spiritually we are all equal, but on the bodily platform it just isn't so. When an entire generation was turning into bohemian hedonists with slogans like, if it feels good, do it, and turn on, tune in, drop out, and the battle cry was sex, drugs, and rock and roll, Srila Prabhupada introduced bhakti yoga, a discipline that required followers to give up sex, intoxication, meat-eating, and gambling. When growing long hair was so in that the musical Hair became a nationwide sensation, Srila Prabhupada instructed his followers to shave their heads. When other swamis, yogis, and gurus were coming from India to the West preaching peace and love and we are all one, Srila Prabhupada called them cheaters, rascals, and crows. When the book I'm Okay, You're Okay came out, Srila Prabhupada remarked, we say that we are okay, you are not okay. To say the least, Srila Prabhupada's message was a hard sell given the time, place, and circumstances. He was even warned that if he tried to impose such rules and regulations onto Westerners, nobody would listen. No one would take him seriously. Srila Prabhupada never compromised. He was innovative and creative and made some adjustments to accommodate and achieve success in the matter of teaching Krishna consciousness, but he never compromised. He didn't have to. His genuine purity, compassion, and love was the force behind the message and attracted all of us like iron filings to a magnet. Yes, Prabhupada's message was a hard sell, and he came alone to a strange, hostile environment to distribute it as ordered by his Guru Maharaj. Against all odds, he captured our hearts and minds without ever compromising. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Thank you, Ragatmika Mataji. So next, I'd like to request you to mix up. Now, till now, Srila Prabhupada disciples spoke. Now, I'd like to invite... Yes, after... So now, I'd like to request His Grace Nara Gopal Prabhu to come on the stage and speak a few words about Srila Prabhupada. And after him, we will continue with Prabhupada disciples again. Hare Krishna.
Shankar, yeah, Narada, Bush, sit down.
My dear spiritual grandfather, on this most auspicious anniversary of your arrival in America, we offer our most respectful obeisances at the dust of your lotus feet. The world is indebted to you for your appearance. Just like Krishna, your glories are unlimited. We can't imagine where we would be without you. Before your appearance on this earth, humanity was lost and people were madly searching for happiness everywhere, ready to commit any deed to get some relief from the suffering of this world. You brought the ultimate shelter, and just like the most merciful Sri Chaitanya, you brought everyone to this shelter regardless of their birth and qualification. Although we have not personally been in your physical presence, There is no doubt that we have your association through your books, your temples, and most importantly, your disciples, who have been flooded by your mercy. You have given everything that is required for one to go back home, back to Godhead. We just have to be sincere to your instruction. Mayapur is one of your biggest dreams, all your biggest dreams. A place that would create such an impact, an impression on the world that people from all walks of life would be attracted to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you for giving us this home, this priceless gift of Sri Mayapur Dham. The society you have created is just like a mixed candy box, where everyone can find something that they like, from the hippies in the Bowery to industrialists from the Ford family to pop stars like George Harrison, and even to the most educated scientists like Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He had something to attract everyone. I don't know where you are at this moment, Srila Prabhupada, preaching in another universe or back home in the spiritual world. But I understand that your beloved disciples want to be with you, assisting you wherever you are, and that you'd also be happy to have them by you. But I'm humbly requesting you, if you could slow down this process just a little bit. Just day before yesterday, His Grace Gopi Paranadhana Prabhu left this world, and practically every year one or more of His beloved disciples is leaving our association. I am not yet ready for this, Sri Prabhupada. And I hope that you will grant us their association and guidance for many years to come. Through them, we get the sweetest glimpse of your teachings and life. Just this morning, His Holiness Bhaktichara Swami Maharaj brought us back to 1965, where you struggled and went through so much difficulty at the age of 70, just to save us fallen conditioned souls. Hearing Maharaj speak this way was so enlivening and inspiring for us. Through their mouths, these pastimes became more and more sweet. Sometimes I am left wondering who you really are, Srila Prabhupada. After Lord Chaitanya left this world, his movement has almost completely lost on multiple occasions in the span of 300 to 400 years. Yet, as Maharaj pointed out this morning, after your disappearance from this world, your movement has grown and expanded to unparalleled proportions and will continue to do so for the next 10,000 years. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for saving us and for giving us the chance of a lifetime to live in the Holy Dham and serve your mission. Thank you, your spiritual grandson, Nara Gopal Das.
Thank you, Nara Gopal Prabhu. Now, next is His Grace Sankarshan Prabhu. So he will offer his homage to Srila Prabhupada.
Please. Thank you.
Namang Vishnupadaya Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Vasyato Desha Tavarni. It's a very wonderful festival, that Prabhupada's memorial festival, so I would like to say something about Srila Prabhupada. It was 1977. For us, the year is one of extreme painful. This is because our eternal well-wisher
and his spiritual master Srila Prabhupada passed away in Sridham Vrindavan on 14th November 1977. On 4th May 1977, he wrote to me in Bengali from the Juhu Temple in Bombay. On receiving his correspondence, I repeatedly felt like going to meet him again in Vrindavan. It was in this letter that he expressed his final desire of acquiring the land in Taliganj in South Calcutta. This very land was his place of nativity, where 115 years ago he had appeared in the residence of his maternal uncle and aunt. This letter further pained us when we learned that Srila Prabhupada was seriously ill. We humbly prayed to the Almighty that he might recover soon, but he was too eager to return to Goloka Vrindavan. So in that very year, on 14th November, he passed away in Vrindavan. That letter of Srila Prabhupada was of vital importance to me. After receiving it, however, a query arose in my mind. Why is it not written in Srila Prabhupada's own hand? Yet, I had many times seen Bengali letters written in his own hand. In 1972, when he was in Los Angeles, he had written to me in his own hand one Bengali letter. The same query lingered in my mind: who was that Bengali devotee who was so intimate to Srila Prabhupada and had got the chance to serve him personally in his pastimes of being ill? Prabhupada had called that fortunate devotee and told him to write to Sankarshan Das, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was dictating and he was writing the letter in Bengali. That fortunate soul, Sri Srima Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj, who is very dear to Srila Prabhupada. So in that way, I came to know that Bhaktacharya Maharaj was all the time with Srila Prabhupada when he was sick. And I am very fortunate that Maharaj came to our place and saw Srila Prabhupada's birthplace. So I hope that Maharaj will fulfill the Srila Prabhupada's desire that we'll make a very nice temple on his birthplace. And on this auspicious day, on the remembering Srila Prabhupada and remembering my beloved God brother, that we should fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada, then Prabhupada will be very merciful to us. Thank you very much.
If you bless me, then I may be able to do it.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Sankarshan Prabhu. Sankarshan Prabhu.
Thank you, Sankarshan Prabhu, for your wonderful offering. So now, next speaker is Sankarshan Prabhu's wife, Sachi Mata Devidasi. She is little sick, so she has to go back. So we have to give her the first chance. So after her speech, we are thinking to start the drama Paramahamsa Thakur because 11:30. Hare Krishna, those who are organizing the drama, please get ready because we have limited time. So be ready, and as soon as you are ready, then we'll start the drama. Hare Krishna.
I also want to make an announcement here that Shankarshan Prabhu, who just made his offering right now, is not only a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he is also Srila Prabhupada's grandson in relationship. And Sachi Mata, his good wife, is Srila Prabhupada's first Indian lady disciple.
মাইকটা ঠিক করে দাও।
আমি প্রথমে ভক্তিচরণ মহারাজ আমার গুরু ভাইকে সশ্রদ্ধ প্রণাম জানাচ্ছি। তারপর আমি আমার গুরু মহারাজের চরণে প্রণাম জানিয়ে আমি চাইছি বাংলায় কিছু বলতে, আপনারা আমাকে অনুমতি দিন, কেননা বাংলায় আমি বেশি ভালো করে বলতে পারবো, এই বেশি ইংরেজিতে আমার অতটা জ্ঞান নেই। আমি যখন 17 বছর বয়স, তখন আমি আর আমার গুরু বোন সুমনা, সে এখন আর এই পৃথিবীতে নেই, সেই আমরা দুজনে ছিল প্রভুপাদের দর্শন পেয়েছিলাম অ্যালবার্ট রোডে। তখন আমি স্কুল থেকে যাচ্ছিলাম, তখন আমার মাত্র 16, আমি তখন মাধ্যমিক পরীক্ষার ছাত্রী। তখন দেখি দেশপ্রিয় পার্কে একটা বিরাট বড় মহতী সভা হচ্ছে। তখন আমি আর কি স্কুল ফেরত আর কি তখন সেখানে গেছিলাম আর কি দেখতে যে এটা কি ব্যাপার। তা তখন দেখি যে এরা যারা, তারা 1 বছর আগে কিন্তু হিন্দুস্তান রোডে এসেছিলেন, আমার বাড়ি ডোভার লেনে ছিল আর হিন্দুস্তান রোড ছিল ঠিক তার পাশেই। তা তখন আর কি আমি ওখানে আমার এক মানে বান্ধবী না দিদির মতো, সে খুব মীরাবাইয়ের মতো কৃষ্ণকে ভালোবাসত, তো আমি তার কাছে একটু গান শুনতে যেতাম, খুব ভালো ভজন করতে পারতো মীরার ভজন। তো একদিন বললো দেখ, আমার নাম ছিল ইন্দ্রাণী, বললো দেখ ইন্দ্রাণী এখানে সব হিপিরা এসছে, তাদের একজন সাধু এসছে, এরকম সব হরে কৃষ্ণ কীর্তন করছে। তা আমি ভাবলাম, বলছি আবার তিনি আমার ভারতীয় সাধু, আমি ভাবলাম কেনই না একটু দর্শন করে দেখি কি বা ভারতীয় সাধু এত সুন্দর ভালো। আবার তার আগে জয় পতাকা মহারাজ আর কি বলে অচ্যুতানন্দ স্বামী, এরা দুজনে একদিন হিন্দুস্তান রোডে খুব কীর্তন টীর্তন করেছিলেন, অনেক ভিড়ও হয়েছিল, তো সেই সূত্রপাত আর কি। তখন দেখলাম ও তারাই এসেছে। তারপরে আর আমি সবাই খুব ভয় দেখালো যাস না, তখন একটু বাঙালি মেয়েরা একটু রক্ষণশীল পরিবারের, তো তাই জন্য আর কি যাইনি থাক। তারপরে যখন 1 বছর পরে যখন আবার সেই পুরনো জিনিস সেই দেখছি যে তারাই এসেছে, তখন আমি খুব উৎসুক হয়ে ভাবলাম আজকে বিকেলবেলা আমি ঠিক যাব দেখতে। তখন দেখছি যে শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ এরকম ব্যাসাসনে বসে বলছেন যে কৃষ্ণকে পেতে হলে তোমাদের কিন্তু একটু ভালোবাসা দরকার, আর কিচ্ছু চাই না। তোমরা কেনই বা তোমার মা বাবাকে ভালোবাসো, ভাই বোনকে ভালোবাসো, ভগবানকে কেন ভালোবাসো না, তিনি তো একটু ফুল জল তুলসী পেলেই সন্তুষ্ট। তা এরম বলছে, আমি খালি ভাবছি যে আমাদের পাশের বাড়িতে মহারাজ মোহনানন্দ স্বামী আসে কি না, গাড়ির ভিড় হয় তাকে দর্শন করার জন্য, কত লোকে কত কিছু নিয়ে আসে, তবু দশার এই সাধু এত সহজে কৃষ্ণকে পাইয়ে দেবে বলছে, বাবা তাহলে কি ভালো লাগছে। তা আমি অপূর্ব মানে বিমোহিত হয়ে শুনছিলাম ওনার কথা, ওই 17 বছর বয়সে কেন জানি না কৃষ্ণ আমাকে এতটা কৃপা করেছিলেন, ওনার মতো সাধু পাদস্পর্শে আসা মানে এই সৌভাগ্য আমাকে ভগবান কেন দিয়েছিলেন। তো আমি সেখানে দাঁড়িয়ে পড়েছি মন্ত্রমুগ্ধের মধ্যে, দেখি কি উনি নেমে এসে ওনার পাশে সেই গাড়িতে উঠছে, সবাই প্রণাম করছে, আমিও প্রণাম করলাম। আমাকে বলছেন তুমি কোথায় থাকো, আমি বলছি আমি ডোভার লেনে থাকি এই কাছেই, কালকে এসো তো একবার অ্যালবার্ট রোডে, আনলাম ঠিক আছে। তারপরে বাড়িতে গিয়ে মা বাবাকে আর বলিনি, কেন জানি যে যেতে তো দেবেই না। হ্যাঁ, তো খালি একবার মনে হচ্ছে যাই আর একবার মনে হচ্ছে যাব না, এরকম করতে করতে 1 ঘন্টা 11টায় উনি আমাকে টাইম দিয়েছিলেন। তা আমি ভাবছি তারপরেতে ঠিক আছে, আমাদের পাড়ায় একজন বাবুদা বলে একজন ছিল আর কি, তার আর কি সোনার উপর দোকান ছিল। তখন মাত্র বাসে ভাড়া লাগতো 20 পয়সা। হ্যাঁ, আমি ভাবলাম কি বাবা মার কাছে চাইতে গেলেই তো জিজ্ঞেস করবে কোথায় যাবি, হ্যাঁ সঙ্গে আবার যেতেও দেবে না। তার বাবুদাকে গিয়ে বলছি, বলছে এই তোর মাকে বলেছিস? আমি বলছি না না দাও না, আমি একটু দেখে আসি। তা সেই যে গেছি তখন 12টা বেজে গেছে। শ্যামসুন্দর প্রভু বলছে এখন তো প্রভুপাদের স্নান করার সময়, এখন তো তোমাকে যে ঢুকতে দিতে পারবো না। আচ্ছা একটু বলুন না, ওনাকে আমাকে আসতে বলেছিলেন তো, গিয়ে বলছে ডেকে নিয়ে এসো আমাকে, তিনি কৃপা করলেন আর কি সেই প্রথম। তাই গেছি, প্রভুপাদ আমার সব খবরাখবর নিলেন, তোমার ভালো লাগে হরিভজন? আচ্ছি হ্যাঁ, তারপরে তাহলে এসো। তাই সুবর্ণাদি আমার পেছু ধরেছিল, আমরা দুজনে খুব যেতাম অ্যালবার্ট রোডে। তারপরে বলছে তোমার কি ভালো লাগে? আচ্ছা আমার রান্না করতে ভালো লাগে। মহারাজ আমাকে এমনই কৃপা করলেন, আমি তো রান্নার রও জানতাম না, কিন্তু উনি আমাকে বললেন ঠিক আছে তুমি রান্না বান্না শেখো কৌশল্যার কাছে। আমি কিন্তু ওনার কিন্তু খুব নিকটে হয়ে গেছিলাম 6টা বছরে, জানেন আমি কিন্তু এতটা আশা করিনি যে উনি আমাকে এতটাই প্রাধান্য দেবেন। তারপরে একদিন ডেকে বললেন যে তুমি কোনোদিন কোনো বিদেশি ছেলেকে বিয়ে করো না। তারপরে তো আমার বিবাহ হয়নি, আমার বাবা খুব অল্প বয়সেই মারা গেছিলেন, তারপরে আমাকে খুব কষ্ট করে স্ট্রাগল করে সংসার চালাতে হচ্ছিল। তারপরে তো উনিই ব্যবস্থা করে রেখে গেছিলেন, হয়তো সেই পরিবারে হয়তো ওনারই পরিবারে হয়তো আমাকে ডেকে নেবেন। বৃন্দাবনেও উনি আমাকে অনেক অনেক কৃপা করেছিলেন, ওনারা ঘর পরিষ্কার করতাম, ওনারা অনেক ভালো ভালো কথা বলতেন আমাকে। সেই জন্য আমি প্রভুপাদকে সারা জীবন কেন জন্ম জন্মান্তর হয়তো ভুলতে পারবো না, প্রভুপাদ যেন আমাকে সারা জীবন জন্ম জন্মান্তর যেন তার চরণে স্থান রাখে।
Hare Krishna. Next is Atul Krishna Prabhu to have a nice mix. So after Atul Krishna Prabhu we will take the break for drama, and after the drama we will continue the offering. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnana Timurandasa Jnana Chana Shalakaya Chukshush Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Following on with our theme of Prabhupada's arrival in the West, Prabhupada arrived in Melbourne, Australia in 1974. It wasn't Prabhupada's first visit, he'd been on several visits before to Melbourne. And this is a big event, and Prabhupada was given a VIP reception and taken to a special room, and all the press were there, and they inquired from Prabhupada, why have you come to Melbourne? So the usual answer that dignitaries give to that question is something like, oh, because you know, we like your country, we like your people, something diplomatic. And Prabhupada's answer was, I've come to save you from a dog's life. And that was, of course, a big headline news in the newspaper the next day. The headlines were, Swami comes to hound us. So the next visit, also the press were all there because it was another big event, and they were very interested. And this time they had a bit of a challenge to Prabhupada. A similar VIP reception, and all the press were there. And one reporter asked, Swamiji, do you think that it's appropriate, because Madhavisa Swami and all the devotees, they had arranged a Rolls Royce car to pick up Prabhupada from the airport and take him to the temple. And the reporter asked, Swamiji, do you think it's appropriate for a spiritual leader and a renunciate to accept this type of offering for his status, for his own pleasure and his own facility? And Prabhupada made a sour face and said, He said they've arranged a Rolls Royce car for you. And Prabhupada made a sour face and said, what is this Rolls Royce, this tin car? For the representative of God, there should be a golden car. Prabhupada ki. So we very much appreciate this festival today, and we hope that we can continue with this festival if Maharaj is kind to come again to Mayapur for his Vyasa Puja and encourage us to have the Prabhupada Memories Festival. And other days, there's so many events in Prabhupada's life that we could come together and appreciate Prabhupada's sannyas ceremony, perhaps even the incident where Prabhupada received the instruction from Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami to preach in English all over the world. That these special events are very glorious, and as we see ISKCON getting bigger and bigger, then we can glorify Prabhupada in a bigger and bigger way. And this will be for the benediction of all humanity. Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Thank you so much, Atul Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Atul Krishna Prabhu. So now there will be a drama entitled Paramahamsa Thakur. So we are requesting those who are standing just next to the platform of Panchatattva altar, please move from there, because our artists are standing over there. So we are requesting the pujari to close the curtain of the altar, because we need the platform to perform the drama. So ekhon natok hobe Paramahamsa Thakur. যারা পঞ্চতত্ত্ব অল্টারের সামনে যে প্ল্যাটফর্ম তার দুদিকে দাঁড়িয়ে আছেন, আপনারা দয়া করে জায়গা ছেড়ে দিন ওখানে আমাদের।
জয় শ্রী শ্রী পঞ্চতত্ত্ব কি, শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ, শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয়।
হরে কৃষ্ণ।
হরে কৃষ্ণ। I would request Her Grace Raghatmika Mataji to kindly introduce the play which has been enacted by Bhaktivedanta National School children, Paramahansa Thakuram. Thank you. If I'm not mistaken, it was in 1996, the centennial celebration of Srila Prabhupada, that His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami wrote his Vyas Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada entitled Paramahamsa Thakur. At that time, I read this offering and was extremely moved by it. I made a point to copy the text and carry it with me and share occasionally with others at times. When I came to Mayapur, I had always thought, I want to see this enacted on a stage. So my wish came true when Ganagamya Prabhu agreed to direct this as a drama 2 years ago on Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day here in Mayapur. I just want to call your attention to be very attentive to every word that each acharya, each actor speaks as they are benedicting Srila Prabhupada with their unique potency that they only have to impart. I must say that this what we're about to see is His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami's realization of what was taking place behind the scenes before Srila Prabhupada came to America. So I urge you again to have utmost attention to every word. It is a short drama, but very, very inspiring and uplifting, especially on this day of celebrating Srila Prabhupada's embarking on his service to his Guru Maharaj to go to the West. Hare Krishna.
sarak chanda brantim sihat amala kantim gajagatim.
Janava mata, Janava mata, Janava mata, please tell us something of this Sankirtan movement. We can see it is going on with so much success on earth. But how did this come to be? What happened after our Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and your own Lord and Master Nityananda Prabhu returned here to the spiritual world? What happened, Mata? What happened?
We know, of course, that you were the force behind its continuation. But what happened after you joined our Lord and returned also?
The history of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement is a glorious tale. Come, sit, I'll tell you.
Kalam Ajjacce Bodhdharana Karanodhama Karunam.
The true Acharya, the spiritual master of the entire world, must be considered an incarnation of Krishna's mercy. Indeed, he is personally embracing Krishna. He is therefore the spiritual master of all the varnas and all the ashramas. Since he is understood to be the most advanced devotee, he is called Paramahamsa Thakur.
Janava Mata, who is this Paramahamsa Thakur?
Listen, while our Acharyas reveal to you who is that Paramahamsa Thakur. Sri Advaita Acharya appeared sometime before Lord Chaitanya. He found the world devoid of devotional service to Krishna. Seeing everyone engaged in the materialistic activity, the Acharya felt great compassion and began to consider what he could do for the people's benefit.
If Sri Krishna were to appear as an incarnation, he himself could preach devotion by his personal example. In this age of Kali, there is no religion other than the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. But how in this age would he not appear as an incarnation? Worship Krishna in a purified state of mind. I shall constantly petition him in humbleness. My name Advaita will be fitting if I am able to induce Krishna to inaugurate the movement of the chanting of the holy name. Bestowed another loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of material world is useless. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nama Sankirtana, the congregational chanting of holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service.
Thus the Lord decided to act disguised as his own devotee and teach pure devotional service by practicing it himself, accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared in Madhya some 500 years ago. So eager was the Lord to distribute the fruits of love of God that he expressed transcendental anxiety, fearing that these fruits would not be distributed widely enough. Hearing the Lord's words, his followers worked with unlimited enthusiasm. Under the Lord's direction, they broke open the storehouse of Lord God and distributed the fruits without consideration of who was fit or unfit to receive them.
Associates of the Lord met with opposition. Kali Yuga was progressing. Time passed and the number of conditioned souls evading the Lord's net of mercy increased. As the 19th century headed to a close, the brilliant moonbeam of Lord Chaitanya's mercy seemed all but eclipsed by the sinister Kali. Numerous Sahadya groups proliferated shadows of the glorious Sankirtan parties of the past. Only the appearance of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur saved the situation. He re-established Lord Chaitanya's movement, then left his legacy in my hands. By his grace, it spread to all corners of Bharat Varsha. Alas, no sooner had we left this earthly world than the mission again faltered. Our efforts to organize a dynamic movement were nearly undone.
Great souls performed could be so quickly eroded? Instead of working unitedly, their followers split into factions and the movement lost its momentum. Kali's followers rejoiced, having survived two world wars. They seized control of the world and plundered her resources. Even India, the bastion of religion, discarded her spiritual destiny in favor of temporal objectives. As the materialists gained strength, the devotees seemed to lose theirs. The unconquerable forward march of Mahaprabhu's legion ground to a halt, jeopardizing the legacy of Srila Bhakti Vinoda. Timely ringing of temple bells and a full belly became the new measure of success. Lord Chaitanya's prophecy of a worldwide Sankirtan movement seemed no more than a wishful dream, the fanciful work of some medieval poet.
My dear son, you have made so many disciples. Will none dare cross the ocean?
A few have, but they returned unsuccessful. The Yavanas are in control everywhere, even in India.
My dear Haridas, what about your promise? You said the holy name would deliver everyone. Now it seems not even the semblance of the holy name remains.
My Lord, you know everything, so what can we say? If you like, you can easily deliver the conditioned souls time after time. But you prefer to have your devotee take the credit by performing this miraculous task. My Lord, may I therefore remind you that some time ago, knowing Kali's influence would spread, you dispatched your dearest devotee, the servant of Saraswati Goswami, to earth. He is busy preparing himself at that very place where Srila Rupa Goswami once performed his bhajan. My Lord, surely you know this, and so does Rupa Goswami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who predicted his coming, and of course his son Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, are also well aware. Perhaps due to humility, none will remind you. My Lord, May your anxiety be vanquished, for the deliverance of the world is near at hand.
My dear Rupa, what do you know of this?
My lord, what Haridas Thakur has said is true. He is speaking of Sri Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, the humble servant and true follower of Srimad Saraswati Goswami. Night and day he tirelessly translates Srimad Bhagavatam into the language of the Yavanas.
He is following the instructions I gave him at our first meeting. I told him to preach your lordship's message all over the world. I repeated this to him at Radhakund 10 years later and reconfirmed it by letters just before my departure. That order is now ripe for fulfillment. But my lord knows all of this, for it is you who actually made all the arrangements. It was you who arranged his birth in a pure, aristocratic Vaishnava family. By the time you sent him to me, his father, Gaur Mohan Day, had already impressed upon him all the essential elements of your mission. I only needed to stress the importance of publishing literature and to command him to spread your movement worldwide. Then your lordship did what you alone can do. Though fortune and happiness were his destiny, you made his business fail and his family attachments evaporate. Sensing your lordship's intention, I appeared repeatedly in his dreams and ordered him to take sannyas. Now, humanity is his family and his resources are his inherited wealth. He is fearlessly reposed at your lotus feet and awaits your final command.
I request each of you to bestow your unconditional mercy upon the best servant of Saraswati Goswami. Advaita, let's hear first from you. It's only fitting.
Very well. As you desire, my lord, I shall give the fourth benediction. My lord, since you are not scheduled to appear again until Brahma's next day, countless jivas will have to suffer endless births awaiting your next appearance. I cannot bear this. Therefore, I pray that you now empower Saraswati Goswami's able disciple to deliver them on your behalf.
Siddhartha, what do you say?
Who can understand the Lord's and his devotees' reciprocal exchanges? When old age prevented my worship of beloved Gopinath, he sat down to receive my garlands and other services. Those who claim the deity is stone are themselves stone-hearted. May my Lord melt the hearts of those stone-like jivas by your loving dealings with Sri Abhay Charanaravinda.
Shrivas, let's hear from you.
As you have enabled me to travel everywhere to preach your glories, please give him the same facility. Give him the key to every city of the world and to each and every heart that dwells therein.
to preach your glories, please give him the same facility. Give him the key to every city of the world and to each and every heart that dwells therein.
Bhattacharya, you're expert in the six philosophies. What boon will you grant?
That he drive impersonalism and voidism from the face of this earth.
Ramananda Rai, please, let's hear your boon.
May you speak through his lips as you spoke through mine. May you allow him to reveal the most confidential truth concerning the spontaneous devotional service of the residents of Vrindavan.
Namacharya, your blessing is most important of all. What boon will you bestow on my fearless servitor?
The power to give your pure holy name to everyone, no matter how lowly or fallen they may be.
My dear Goswamis of Vrindavan, what boons will you all bestow upon this dear servant of Saraswati Thakur, Sanatan?
He will carry Vrindavan Dham wherever he goes. He will establish the standard behavior of a Vaishnava by his words and deeds. Rupa,
his sankirtan activities will churn the ocean of bhakti, producing a nectarian beverage which will intoxicate the entire world. Raghunath Bhakta Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam is our life and soul. We never tire of hearing its narration. When I recite the Bhagavatam, Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan derive such pleasure that they insist I sing every verse in three different tunes. Therefore, when Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami causes the Bhagavatam to be sung in every language of the world, who can imagine how much pleasure it will give the Lord and His associates? Raghunath Das?
My Lord, you saved me from the dark well of household life, but your departure left me burning in the fire of separation. Since you also delivered Bhaktivedanta Swami in much the same way, may that same bittersweet mood of separation for your lotus feet always burn within his heart as well.
Will establish the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva as the preeminent philosophical position. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he will establish the worship of Sri Vigraha on every continent, in every nation, and in every town and village of the world.
Kaviraj, we have not heard from you.
May he arrange to have your Lordship's pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, glorified in every human language of the world.
Narottama, what blessing will you bestow?
Left for your lotus feet and for the lotus feet of the divine couple will color his thought, word and deed. He will spread the Sankirtan movement with the same energy with which you empowered Srinivas Acharya, Shyamananda Prabhu and myself.
Vishwanath, what will you say?
Avicharanaravindu has been studying my 10th canto Bhagavatam commentary for decades, and the wonderful pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna are constantly appearing in his heart. May his presentation of these pastimes for the general populace be so suitable
that it removes the disease of general populace, be so suitable that it removes the disease of lust which now affects their hearts.
Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, we await your words.
May he ever maintain an infinite humility required to serve the Vaishnava.
Sunadapi Sunichena Tarurapi Sahishyam. And what blessing will your dear disciple Bhaktivinod bestow?
May he be granted the strength and skill to organize the Sankirtan movement on a worldwide scale.
Shri Gaura Kishora,
may my foremost grand disciple be endowed with my own spirit of renunciation, born out of his unlimited love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. May he remain detached even amidst unlimited opulence.
Rasanam agaram swajana gana sarvashvamatulam tadiyaika prana pramita vasudha janavapati.
Dear Nityananda, you are my elder brother and I fully depend upon you. You are the spiritual master of all the worlds and the upholder of all the universes. The blessings which these confidential associates have bestowed are beyond any mortal person's ability to hold. Never before has such an assembly of personalities bestowed such unlimited blessings upon a single person. Now I am asking you to give the servant of Saraswati Goswami the required strength to sustain these blessings, for without your empowerment it will be impossible. I will infuse this mission with my own personal energy. I will personally support his temples, ashrams, conveyances, in fact, every aspect of his and his followers' mission. Due to my presence, nothing will check the progress of this movement.
Wait! One amongst us is holding back his blessings.
My Lord, you have proven once again your supreme intelligence. That great person Swarup Damodar is referring to is none other than you. You have made us each give our blessings. But what value are our blessings if you don't add yours?
Jagannatha Priyashutaha Pitir Bhakto Mahamanaha Lakshmikantaha Sachiputraha Premadho Bhaktavatsalaha.
To repeat, I shall personally enter the heart of my dearest devotee and unfailingly guide his every thought, word and deed. My mission to bestow Prema Bhakti through the Sankirtan movement will thus be fulfilled.
Thank you.
ship Chaladuta, tossed by the Atlantic's waves, seemed to sway to the rhythmic kirtan of Lord Karanga and his associates. On board, Sri Srimad Abhay Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami, the recipient of the rarest mercy ever bestowed, ailing in health and 70 years old, prayed to his merciful Lord Krishna.
On the very auspicious day of Srila Prabhupada's landing in America, a wonderful child was born in Kolkata to Mr. Sanit Ranjan Das and Mrs. Chinmayi Das. This boy, Kishore Kumar Das, wholeheartedly pursued on the spiritual path and became His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, a very dear disciple of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And Sri Prabhupada's lotus feet touched western soil for the first time, he prayed,
"O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. If you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like."
for all the children. This drama was enacted by the National Bhakti Vedanta National School children. We would like to thank all the children, the parents and the teachers for putting up such a wonderful show. And I would in particular like to specially thank Her Grace Padma Radhika Mataji, the school principal, for putting so much of effort and time. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Padma Radhika Mataji can be on the platform so that everybody can see.
And also the director, Radha Kanta Gopal Prabhu, we will request you to come on stage as well.
So this is Padma Radhika Mataji, the principal of Bhakti Vedanta National School, under whose direction the whole drama has been enacted. So thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, at this juncture I would like to thank Mr. Samarjit, who was always with us even up to 2 o'clock in the night to record the whole audio and put the background music. So on the school side, he is there along with the laptop in that side. So we all thank him for that. So we request His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj to bless all our children so that they should continue to present these type of spiritual programs.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I wish you all the best, and the performance was very beautiful. And I can assure you Srila Prabhupada will be very pleased. And please continue to spread Srila Prabhupada's glory in this way. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, now there will be bhoga offering to Srila Prabhupada by His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj. But we are requesting all the devotees, please remain seated here. We will come back after 10-15 minutes, but in the meantime, we will continue our offering to Srila Prabhupada. Kyo kothao jaben na, apnara jekhane boshe achen, sekhane boshun, karan Prabhupada uddeshe, ekhon shraddhanjali cholte thakbe, Maharaj fire asa na porjonto. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 5 minute kirtan. Hare Krishna. Tar pore amader shraddhanjali shuru hobe. Hare Krishna, cordless mic, please hand over the cordless mic. Hare Krishna.